But that means being conscious of how often we have been taught to express gratitude directly counter to supporting that kind of spirituality. So in nonviolent communication, we suggest never to give compliments or praise. To see that saying to somebody, you did a good job, you're a kind person, you're very competent, that's still using moralistic judgments. That's still creating a world different than the world that Rumi is talking about when he says there is a place beyond rightness and wrongness. I'll meet you there. When we're using judgmental words, praise and compliments, it's the same form of language as saying to somebody, you're unkind, you're stupid, you're selfish. So, we suggest to people to be conscious that the positive judgments are equally as dehumanizing to people as the negative judgments. And we also suggest be particularly conscious of how destructive it is to give positive feedback as a reward. Don't dehumanize people by complimenting them or praising them. Now, when I say this to managers in industry or to teachers, they're often shocked. They've often been in training programs that teach them to compliment and praise employees or students daily because performance rises. And I point out to such people that if you look at the research, you will see that, yes, children work harder when they're praised and complimented. Employees work harder when they're praised and complimented for a very short time, until they sense the manipulation, until they sense that this is not the real stuff, this is not gratitude from the heart, this is another manipulation, another way of trying to get you to do things. And when people sense the manipulation, the production no longer stays high. If you want to read further the danger of using praise and compliments and other rewards, read Elfie Kohn's book, Punished by Rewards, to see the violence of rewards, to see that it's the same violence as punishment. They both are means of control over people. In nonviolent communication, we want to increase power, but power with people, not over them.